We're continuing with the Chafetz Chaim's Ahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim was discussing with us the mitzvah of helping a person with a loan, helping a person before they reach financial collapse. Vedan, I want you to know, siman ramat ita. The Codex tells us, the Shulchan Aruch, the im noten lo matana leamit motet. Now let's say you see a person on the verge of financial collapse, you give him a gift. Uvazel machzik yado. And that's how you help him out. You don't give him a loan, you give him a gift. So then that's also a fulfillment of this mitzvah. Don't think that the Torah actually says the mitzvah. You see someone on the verge of collapse, help them out by giving them a loan. So you might think, if I gave a gift, I didn't fulfill what the Torah says. Shulchan Aruch says you did. So we have to be very careful. If something happened to a person that his animal died, the animal he makes a living off of, or he's a photographer in our day and age and his camera goes, or he's a taxi driver and his taxi goes. So something happens that his source of income goes on him. And you understand there are other types of losses that are the equivalent. And he can't help himself now. Now he's stuck. He's got a problem. Or sometimes a woman becomes a widow and the husband was the breadwinner. Now she finds herself, she's got no source of sustenance. And she doesn't know, she has no way of supporting herself. And if you give her a little bit of money, so then she could start a business and something of the sort. We have to realize that this is an exceptional mitzvah to help a person in such a situation. And this mitzvah is a cause for longevity, for granting a person a long life. Kedita b'midrash, as the Medrash says, ala pasuk, the verse says, malveh Hashem chonen dal, he who has mercy over the poor, it's as though he gives God a loan. So the Medrash says, and God will pay him back by giving him longevity. Uchein zeita ma'ased Binyamin HaTzadik ayin sham. And similar to this concept, we have the story of Binyamin HaTzadik, quoted in the Talmud, in Baba Basra, the sources in Avos D'Rabbi Nasan. The story goes as follows. There was a man in charge of the public fund. And the years, there was a drought those years. People were going hungry. And a woman comes in and she's holding her stomach. And she says to him, I swear I am a widow. I have 7 children at home and we haven't eaten in days. And he says, I don't know what to tell you. Everyone's coming knocking on the door and the fund is finished. You can look. I don't have a penny here to give anymore. The fund is finished. And she said, well, all I can tell you is that if you give me something, me and my children will live. And if you don't, that's it. We've finished all the food at home and it's been days since we had anything to eat and we're finished. And although he wasn't a wealthy person and he himself had to contend with the high prices of a drought, and really he couldn't afford it, but he pushed himself and he gave her what he could and he kept her and her children alive. And then a short while later he became ill and he was lying on his deathbed and there was no chance. The doctor said he was finished, and a heavenly voice came out and said he kept alive a widow and her 7 children. And the Talmud tells us one of the reasons, the Mishnah says, one of the reasons the whole world began with one human being. Why did God create one Adam and one Eve? Why? To show us that every person is like a whole world. The whole world you see around you came from one person. So the value of every human being is like a whole world. So he kept up 7 worlds, her and her 7 children. So when that claim was made in heaven, so he was granted over 2 decades longer to live. In the merit of that. And the rabbis said that a heavenly voice came out and declared that's why he would live longer and he recovered from an illness that he really shouldn't have recovered from. So that's this idea that when one helps a person in their dire time so that they could get on their feet, so then ultimately that's a merit that grants a person longevity.